Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So great to have you with me on this Wednesday, 3:30 Eastern Time, just a few hours before the playoffs begin. That's right. It's no longer the season-long race for the FedEx Cup. It is the FedEx Cup. And we'll talk extensively about the first leg in that four-leg race, or if you will, the Cup. It's the Barclays, and it's at Bethpage Black, one of the great golf courses in America, public or private, and it plays tough. So we'll be looking for not such low scores, but we'll talk extensively. Also, I want to talk a little bit about what happened last week in the world of golf. I have, as I always do, very important strategy for your game and my picks to win the first leg. I was correct when I had NB Park winning the Olympics for the ladies. I'll pat myself on the back on that one. I also had Lydia Ko in there, and I had Brooke Henderson. That didn't happen. She came in fifth, I believe, or tied for fourth with Stacey Lewis, who made a great run on Sunday. So did Brooke Henderson. Great runs on Sunday. If you can finish a golf tournament, you know, a lot of people can play pretty well the first two or three rounds, but to really be great, you've got to finish the golf tournament. Also, I want to talk about the Greensboro tournament last week, the Wyndham Championship. So a lot to get to. First off, my email address. Anyone wants to email me, glad to have any topic having to do with this show or anything else to do with the world of golf. It's Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Happy to get back to you. It takes me sometimes up to 24 hours, but I do get back to everyone. Okay, last week we had the Wyndham Championship, which was the last chance to get in the 125-man field for this week at the Barclays. And amazing job by a really amazing young man, Siwoo Kim, the South Korean 21-year-old with an absolutely flawless golf swing. I've looked at it. Peter Costas analyzed it with his swing vision camera, and it literally, there is not one thing that you can criticize, even if you want to, about his swing. Now, that doesn't mean that you win golf tournaments. There's so much more, as we know, to the game of golf than just the swing. But his is as close to 100% perfect as you can get. So the future is incredibly bright for that young man from South Korea who kind of ran away with it. He ended up winning by four. He had a little bit of a bad break on the 10th hole, if you were watching. All of a sudden, an incredible rainstorm hit as he was lining up his first putt, and by the time he got to the ball on the second putt, it was driving right into him, missed a four-footer, then had another bogey three or four holes later, but recovered. He had plenty of room to recover. He had a 5-6-stroke lead at one point on the back nine. So, Siwoo Kim, the 17th first-time winner on the PGA Tour this year. Congratulations to him. Now, on to the Olympics. It turned out better than I thought. I'm really still not, like, nuts about it, just because it just didn't have the format that I wanted. It was strictly individual. I think somehow they need to somehow incorporate a team event in Tokyo in 2020, and I think they will if the IOC gives the world golf people a chance to do that. I believe they'll incorporate that. Park, that's NB Park, playing with a really bad thumb, with some bad ligament damage, unable to hit the ball nearly as far as she normally does. She lapped the field anyway. That's how good she is. in B Park pointed to this event and wins it. So we had a South Korean come in first. Lydia Ko, a New Zealander, get the silver. And the bronze was taken by Shenshen Fang of China. So we had surely had an international group there. Stacy Lewis, as I mentioned, came in fourth. A couple of shots out of the medal. And the same with Brooke Henderson, the 18-year-old phenom, if you will, from Canada. So it was a great event. I'm taking nothing away from it other than I would like to have seen some kind of a team format in there. But it came out great. We had six people get medals, all from six different countries. So that was spreading the wealth, if you will. Okay, so now let's talk about the playoffs. They're here. It's a 125-man field. However, Alex Chayka has a pinched nerve in his neck, and he withdrew this afternoon. He will not be in the field. So it's down to 124 players. 20 men in this event have major championships under their belt. So anyone who can be in this tournament, with the exception of Chayka, is in it. Now, what happens is there is a cut this week, and not only is there a cut in the tournament, there's a cut down to 100 players for next week at the Deutsche Bank Championship, which is held at the TPC Boston in suburban Boston. That's next weekend. But the point is you have 24 guys now are going to be eliminated, and that is going to be tough. It's the Bubble Boys, Vijay Singh, I know I looked, as one of them. He's in like 97th place. So you got to come in the top 100. So that's goal number one, make the cut in the golf tournament, come in the top 100. Goal number two, of course, is to get as many points and win the tournament, of course, if you can. But you've got to qualify for the next tournament. It's survive and advance. Then the next week after that, the BMW is down to 70 players. And there will be a no cut in that event. And then it goes down to the top 30 that go to East Lake every year in downtown Atlanta. Okay, so let's take a close look at the field. Here's a group that I really have my eye on. Danny Lee's been playing terrific golf. So did Billy Horschel last week. And they're playing alongside Kevin Streelman. Two groups later come Zach Johnson, Justin Rose, fresh off the gold medal, and Kyle Reifers. Then as we move along, there isn't a bad group, of course. Kevin Chappell with Henrik Stenson, the Open champion, and last week's champion, Siwoo Kim. Smiley Kaufman with Graham McDowell, who also played well last week, with Ricky Fowler, who had a terrific Sunday. So you got guys who are playing pretty good golf together. Patrick Reed, off of a good finish the last couple of weeks. Patrick Reed plays every week. He's amazing. I think this is going to be at least 8 weeks in a row for Reed. Could even be more. He's playing with Mickelson and Kevin Na, who came close last week again. Jason Duffner, Daniel Berger, who took a week off, with Brooks Koepka, who also took the week off. Jason Day hasn't played in a little while, with Dustin Johnson, who also hasn't played in a little while, with Adam Scott, who hasn't played in a little while. So that's an interesting threesome for the fact they haven't played competitively for about a month. Interesting. Brian Harman with Martin Laird, Hudson Swafford is sandwiched between Jim Furyk, Robert Straub, who had a good week again last week, and Lucas Glover, who had an amazing 61, should have been a 60. He absolutely almost whiffed on a 1.5-foot putt on the 18th hole to get a 60, but that's okay. He came back and played well over the weekend. Let's see. William McGirt with the current PGA champion Jimmy Walker and Matt Kuchar. Matt took last week off. He has been playing a lot of golf as well, sort of like Reed, but nobody plays as much as Reed right now. Harris English with Rory McIlroy making another attempt here in the U.S. with Daniel Summerhays and two other groups, Justin Thompson, Kevin Kisner, and Hideki Matsuyama. Matsuyama is becoming well-known now as the great ball striker and the not-so-great putter. We'll see about that this week. Billy Haas with Charles Schwartzel and Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas playing some pretty good golf as well. Jordan Spieth with Russell Knox and Brant Snedeker. I liked Sneds last week. He played terrific golf, just couldn't quite get over the hump. In fact, nobody got over the hump except Kim. Ryan Moore, who won the week before, with Bubba Watson and Brandon Grace. And then Vijay Singh with Steve Stricker and John Senden. That's the over 40 slash one guy over 50. Vijay, the oldest man in the field, by the way, at 53. And then David Toms, who didn't play last week, last off with Sung Yul No. Now, David Toms was in 123rd place. He ends up in 124th. Congratulations. He didn't play last week because of the floods back home in Louisiana. And I'm so glad that David is going to made the tournament because he could have stayed and played, but he felt like obligated to go back home. So that is the field. I will have my picks shortly. By the way, this is the last week of the web.com regular season. A chance to get your card, 1 through 25, all gets cards, as you know. And then, pardon me, 26 through 75 play in the web.com tour finals, which begin right away, four tournaments, big money, chance to get into that 125 area so that you can get a card for next year. So, having said that, it's scramble time. It's in Portland, and it's big money, $144,000 to the winner. So it's a lot more money, so we can see a lot of positions change. Every single shot counts. I look for things to be really exciting. If you get a chance to watch that, it will be thrilling television. It really will. That's the web.com tour finals. Okay, so that takes care of what's going on right now. Now I want to talk for a moment about my strategy. And my strategy is stay focused. And how do you stay focused during a round of golf when all sorts of things are going on? Well, you stay focused by using the theories of one thought golf that I've been talking about for many years. And the key theory in one thought golf in allowing you to stay focused is to talk out loud as you're approaching a shot. That makes you, it demands your attention on that very shot that you're on. You're not going to talk out loud to yourself about the last shot. You don't know about the next shot, so you're talking and focusing every ounce of energy that you have on exactly the task at hand, regardless of what happened before or what will happen in the future. Talk out loud. Say, okay, I've missed the green. I hit a bad shot. It's over with. I got a 30 yards, chip over a bunker, go through all of your routines that you always do in preparation for any given shot on the golf course. I'm telling you, it will work because it demands that you're in time. It demands that you're not past time or forward time. Do it. It will work and it will help your game because staying focused, focusing immediately on that next shot, on the shot that you're over, is the only thing that matters. That is my strategy for today. Okay, so 124 men, 100 advance to the Deutsche Bank the next week. 20 of these men are major champions. It is the FedEx Cup playoffs. And my picks to win at Bethpage Black: Kevin Kisner, Dustin Johnson, and Brant Snedeker. That's Kisner, Dustin Johnson and Snedeker. Those are my picks to win at Bethpage Black, the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. It's sponsored, of course, by the Barclays. $8,500,000 up for grabs. Should be a lot of fun. It gets underway tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7:20, with Adam Hadwin, Chad Campbell, and Chez Reavie off the first tee. That is my show for this week. My name is Bob Geismar, and I've been doing this for many years with you folks. My email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Love to hear your picks, thoughts on anything and everything to do with the game of golf. So until next week, and I'll join you before the Deutsche Bank, of course. And good golf to you folks around America. Have fun. Enjoy the greatest game in the world, the game of golf. Until then, Bob Geismar saying thanks so much for joining me, and so long for now.